Welcome. My name is Celia Roberts, and I'm the founder of BioMe, the Biomedical Institute of Yoga and Meditation. Today, we'll be looking at a sutra, Sutra 1.36, Vishokava Yotishmati. And this meditation is about concentrating on the effulgent light of the heart. It develops resilience. It reminds us that in living a heart-centered life, we should come into the heart and try and make decisions from this place. And when we do so, if we look at the science behind this, it's about managing heart rate variability. So being able to come from flight or fight and into the relaxation, and then when we need to be able to engage in the world in a eustressful way, a good stressful way as well as dropping down to the relaxation response and making decisions from this place. So making decisions from our heart, not from our head. So what our aim is to concentrate on the effulgent light of the heart. So if you like, you can either lie down or sit up, but you place two hands on the heart itself. And usually we place the hand of compassion, the left hand over the heart, and then the right hand of wisdom over the left. So the left hand is touching the heart. And just start to breathe in and out through the heart space. And lengthen the breath ever so gently. Both inhale and exhale. And if you want to induce more parasympathetic nervous system activity, focus on a longer exhalation. This will shift your psychological state to one that's more positive. So if we look at the work of Stephen Porges, we're looking at 40% on the inhale breath ratio, 60% on the exhale. So slightly increasing the length of your exhale. And here we refer to the Yoga Sutra, Sutra 1.36, which is one of the six pacifications of the mind. Vishoka va yotishmati. So Patanjali says to us in the Yoga Sutras, concentrate on an exhalation, focus on the breath, focus on the inner sensations, or if you don't want to do that, you can concentrate on the inner light of the heart. And he goes on with other pacifications of mind. But when you come into the heart, you're breathing here and you're concentrating on the everlasting effulgent light of the heart. And you allow this light to create a sensation, if you can, throughout your body. So as you breathe, you're increasing your bodily temperature and the blood flow to the hands on the in-breath generally. So I want you to see if you can use your in-breath to increase the pranic flow, the energy flow, as well as the blood flow to the fingers and toes. And perhaps if you like to use visualizations, you could use the visualization of light from the heart to the fingertips and toes. Otherwise, you might just use your kinesthetic awareness. And if you can feel prana, the energy in your body, then use that kinesthetic, that deep kinesthetic awareness to allow prana to travel. We refer to this as Vyanvayu, the energy that flows from heart to fingertips, heart to toes. Allow this light to travel from the heart all around the body, to the hands, to the eyes, to the feet, concentrating on the effulgent light of the heart, everlasting. Now, when we refer to Anahata Chakra, which literally means exactly what it is, heart chakra, the word Anahata actually means unstruck or unbeaten. So we know when we rest in the heart space, that there's this effulgent, everlasting light that remains with us, unstruck and unbeaten. And we have emotions and they come and go. And we have our grievances and our difficulties in life and our losses. But we try and remember that no matter what, there's this light inside of our hearts that can never go out. And if it feels like it's gone out, then we have to find it again and bring it back to life. And so I want you to move into an area of your body where you feel might be broken or under-energized. With low arousal, we call this hypo-arousal, or even hyper-arousal, where it's tense and it's tight and it's unforgiving. And I want you to use the light from your heart like it's liquid gold, this effulgent light. And I want you to almost use it like the Japanese art of kintsugi, where you go and repair any breaks in the pranic body or the physical body or the emotional body or the mental body with this light from your heart. And the Japanese art form, when we repair broken ceramics with liquid gold, the idea of it is that it's called the art of precious scars. And so the idea, the beautiful idea behind it, is that we develop resilience and we become more beautiful, more valuable, more precious as we repair our scars. More valuable. So the ceramic object, when repaired with liquid gold, becomes unique and beautiful, more valuable, more resilient. And so I want you to acknowledge as you move around the body, just working with those gentle areas of scarring in your own form. It might be the heart itself. You might feel broken in the heart. Maybe the eyes feel tight. Maybe the shoulders just feel like bricks. Or maybe the digestion doesn't feel calm. See if you can just repair that pranic body, particularly the pranic body, the energetic body, with that light, the effulgent light of the heart. Just recognizing that it is our difficulties in life that make us better people. And when we're able to transform our suffering by watering the seeds of mindfulness and compassion and presence and awareness, then we're able to really deeply transform our suffering. This can be helpful to so many. So in fact, we see that people who have suffered quite a lot in life with great difficulties are often much more compassionate to others and are often to display more kindness. Having developed resilience and overcome their suffering. So as you now use the art of repair, using the light of the heart, the liquid gold light of the heart, I want you to now allow the heart space to really widen and spread this liquid gold to any other area of the body, any other area, the eyes, into the hair, to the calves, wherever it may be. And do so with compassion and care. Vishokavaya Tishmati, or concentrate on the effulgent, everlasting light of the heart, Sutra 1.36 of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Vishokavaya Tishmati, Vishokavaya Tishmati, or concentrate on the effulgent light of the heart, developing inner resilience. Making decisions from the heart, heart-centered life. Vishokavaya Tishmati. And let the heart heal. the energy, the light of the heart here. Heal our precious scars.